I apologize for being late. Brother Douglas Young is with me, and he will testify that it took us longer to get through Tyler, Texas, than it did to get from Tyler to Sulphur Springs. And he burned the wind after he got to Lindale. It's a joy to be with Dr. Harmon. I want to tell you one experience, and I'll read a scripture, and we'll study briefly a sermon that God has placed on my heart. When Dr. Harmon was 17 years of age, he was conducting a revival meeting in the area of Jacksonville, Texas. And they had him stuck off in a little old motel. I won't tell you what it looked like. And he was as lonesome and homesick as a young man possibly could be. Holiday and I went to hear him preach, and she punched me, and she said, "Hal, let's take Brother Mike home with us." I said, "All right." So I invited him to come home with us, and he stayed the rest of the week with us. Is that right, Brother Mike? And he was driving a Volkswagen automobile, and he was the sharpest young preacher at that time that I had ever met. And through the years, we have been friends, and it is a joy to be here tonight. And I'll say this, if there have ever been two men in the world that overmarried, it's Harold Brunson and Mike Harmon. I am so thankful that Davis Street Baptist Church dismissed. How many of you are here? Will you lift your hand? I thank you so much for coming. May the Lord bless you. I need your prayer, so let's stand together and have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, I need thy help tonight as always, and I pray above everything else in the world that the presence and the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit will not only be in the scripture reading and in this preacher's heart, but upon the hearts and minds of everybody in this congregation. Bless Davis Street Baptist Church. Bless Lake Highlands Baptist Church. Bless every home that is represented. And in this hour of preaching, deliver me one more time, and I'll give thee the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn in your Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. Now, Ecclesiastes is not hard to find. Psalms is a large book. Then there's Proverbs, and right after Proverbs, there's Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 15. And if you are there, say yes. My subject is, in the form of a question, do you know the way to the city? Do you know the way to the city? This verse of Scripture reads, "The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city." May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his precious word. This morning, in a large denomination in the United States of America, that group met and observed the Lord's Supper. And they are safe and secure until next Sunday. But if they don't take the Lord's Supper next Sunday, and something happens to them, and they die, they won't make it to the city. They are laboring, and that labor wearies them, because they know not how to go to the city. Another denomination, someone went into a little confessional booth and confessed their sins to a man that doesn't even know how to wear his shirt. And he forgave their sins and gave them permission to take what they call communion, and they had a little wafer placed in their mouth. And they are safe because a man forgave their sins and gave them permission to take communion. They labor, but they do not know the way to the city. And I want to say to every person in this building that thinks your good works will outweigh your bad works and get you to heaven, that you don't know the way to the city. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Do you know the way to the city? There is a holy and beautiful city whose builder and maker is God. John saw it descending from heaven when Patmos in exile he trod. Its high massive wall is of jasper. The city itself is pure gold. And when my frail tent here is folded, mine eyes shall its glory behold. No sin is allowed in that city, and nothing defiling nor mean. No pain and no sickness can enter. No crate on the doorknob is seen. Her sorrows and cares are forgotten. No tempter is there to annoy. No parting words ever are spoken. There is nothing to hurt or destroy. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a harp, and a crown. And now I am watching, I'm waiting, I'm longing for that white city that's soon coming down. Do you know the way to the city? Hebrews 11:10. Speaking of the patriarch Abraham, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:16, still speaking of the heroes of faith, but now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Revelation 21:23, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Do you know the way to the city? The way to the city, first of all, is an exclusive way. This nonsense, it doesn't matter what you believe, just so you are sincere about it, was hatched in hell, not from the Word of God. There are many ways to heaven. You just take one of them. That too was hatched in hell. God has many ways to man, but man has only one way to God. And the way to the city is an exclusive way. And that's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 13:39, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. I am the way, not a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The way to the city is an exclusive way. And then, my dear friends, the way to the city is a narrow way. Don't get upset if somebody calls you narrow-minded because you believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. Brother Edge, it takes a narrow people to walk in a narrow way. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way which leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. And it would do you well to get a Bible dictionary and look up the word few and the word many. Because God's word says, many are called, but few are what? And we ought to believe it. You know the way to the city? It's an exclusive way. It's a narrow way. And it's a way by the cross. I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world was crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Let me tell you something, brother. If you miss the cross, you miss heaven. Then the way to the city is not only an exclusive, narrow way by the cross, but it is an angelic way. I've held the hands of many people when life slipped from them. And you could feel the presence, not only of God and the presence of the Spirit of God, but you could feel the very presence of angels. For when a child of God dies, and God takes that person to the city, he is taken by a band of angels. Do you believe that? Read it in the 16th chapter of the book of Luke, verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. Brother Henry, no wonder the old timers used to sing, "My latest son is sinking fast, my race is nearly run, my strongest trials now are past, my trial is begun. I've almost reached my heavenly home, my spirit loudly sings, thy Holy One, behold they come, I hear the noise of wings. Oh, come angel band, come and around me stand, and bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home." Paul Moffat, if I fell dead right now, preaching the gospel, before my flesh quit quivering, the angels could have me in the glorious, blessed city of God. And then the way to the city is a blood sprinkled way. I must needs go home in the blood sprinkled way. The path that the Savior trod, I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if I don't go the blood sprinkled way. And you, my friend, will never get sight of the gates of light if you don't go the path that the Savior trod. It is the blood sprinkled way. I must needs go home in the blood sprinkled way. The path that the Savior trod, if my soul is at home with my God. The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross leads home. There's no other way. Don't you thank God for the blood of Christ? Ephesians 1 and 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of His grace. Leviticus 17 and 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to thee upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it's the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Revelation 1 and 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten from among the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Now listen, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in His own blood. There is a fountain filled with blood. It's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Do you know the way to the city? It's an exclusive way. It's a narrow way. It's a way by the cross. It's an angelic way. It's a blood sprinkled way. And when you get there, here's what you're going to see. You know, Lucifer was a rebellious archangel that drew with him 1,000 of the fallen angels. Michael is the archangel who is always used in judgment. Gabriel, the other of the three, is the angel of annunciation. And I'm not saying he'll make this annunciation, but I am saying that when you get to the city, that someone will tell you where you are. And you know what they'll say? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion. I'm about to get on shouting that. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to God, the judge of all. Now listen. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, which speaketh better things than that of Abel. There, when we get to the city of God, we will see the wonderful, wonderful mercy seat. The blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Do you know the way to the city? Brother Sam, there waits for me a glad tomorrow. When gates of pearl swing open wide, and when I have crossed this veil of sorrow, I'll camp up on the other side. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday God only knows just where or when the wheels of mortal life will all stand still, and I shall go to dwell on Zion Hill. I'm glad I know the way to the city. What are we singing? Let's stand together. Pastor, will you please stand in the altar? I don't want you to lie to yourself. I don't want you to lie to me. And above all, I don't want you to lie to God. How many of you can truthfully say, I have been born again. I am genuinely saved. And I know the way to the city, Mr. Henry. Isn't that wonderful? How many of you here will tell me the truth and say, Brother Brunson, I don't know the way to the city. Pray for me. Anybody here? Anybody here? Our Father in heaven, we pray that if there's one person in this building who knows his way to the city, but has been walking beneath his privileges or her privileges, in the service of God, may this be a night of renewal, rededication, and reaffirmation of their fact that they know the way to the city. And should there be one that needs to rededicate his or her life, may this be the moment they'll move. If there's one that needs to move their letter, where they'll have a church home, where they can worship God. Give them the grace and the courage to move. And, oh Lord, though none lifted a hand, if they didn't know their way to the city, surely in a congregation this large, someone is here who knows not our darling Savior. And I pray that his or her heart will be touched, and this will be the night they'll find their way to the city. We pray in Jesus' name. Now, while we sing the hymn of invitation, on the very first stanza, if you need to renew your vows to God, rededicate your life, or come share some burden with your godly pastor, you come on the first stanza. Nobody moves on the first stanza. The invitation is open. I'm not a lingering, begging preacher. If you're coming, come on the first stanza.